My mom was the second resident at Rivers Bend. She was on the assisted living side, and she was the second resident there to contract COVID-19. I pretty well knew she had it before. She had had a dry cough for a few days, and they had been trying really hard to get some testing. That's when you couldn't get testing, and finally they had a resident test positive, and then and I'll have to say the governor stepped up and got some expedited some tests for all the assisted living side, which was a smaller number than the nursing home side would have been there. And and they actually expedited moms. They got results the next day, because anybody who was showing symptoms, they expedited those and got those results the next day. So she was tested positive. I think that was on Wednesday. And honestly, she had not gotten worse. She had stayed the same for a few days and had a low grade fever. But she started progressively getting a little bit worse a couple of days there. And then they decided that she needed to be taken to hospital on Saturday night. And she was taken down to Mercy Hospital. People know it as Lourdes still, but it's Mercy Hospital now in Paducah. And the one of the reasons that I wanted to be able to talk about this, it's an unimaginable thing. As a pastor, I have held the hands of several church family members who have died. I've been with my church family whenever they've lost loved ones or had loved ones that were critical. And for me not to be able to be by my mom's side, it was hard. But the staff at Rivers Bend, I cannot say enough about Sandy Kaminskas and her staff. I cannot say enough about the fourth floor nurses at Mercy Hospital. It is just... And Sandy continued, she's the administrator on the assisted living side. She continued to contact us and the nurses. I gave them permission to give her any information. And I think she liked to worry the nurses to death. I think she checked in maybe more often than we did. But that's just the love and care the residents were shown there, their family. And I cannot say enough for the nurses that stood on the front line. They actually had some medical students from UK that came down in the last two or three days mom was there when they knew she was positive. And I just cannot say enough for those people and how they did, how they loved and cared for my mother during that time when we couldn't be there. And they just made what seemed like an unbearable situation bearable. The nurses also, once she was in the hospital, they arranged for my sister and I and my brother to be able to have a Zoom meeting with her. They put us on the large TV in her room, and they managed to get all of that connected, and we did that twice. We got to sing songs with her, and it's pretty amazing. My sister played some songs, and we sang some songs with her, sang Amazing Grace. She loves Amazing Grace. But the song that she sang the most, even with her mask on, that you could tell she was singing, I said, let's just sing Jesus Loves Me. You know what? When you're maybe on your deathbed, that's the most important thing to be able to sing and know from your heart that Jesus loves me and it's making a difference right now. I don't have to face this with fear. I don't have to face this knowing that it's not some unknown end. It's a known end. Whenever you truly know Jesus loves you, you've accepted him. She knew what her destination was, and she sang it with confidence and boldness. And then I asked her, I said, Mom, you think we need to pray? And that was the loudest thing she said the whole time under the mask. She said, yeah. And so we was able to pray with her, sing songs with her, and just let her know we love her. And she was able to see us. And those nurses made that happen. And I wish I could tell you all their names. I can't. But I can't say enough about people on the medical front lines that went way above and beyond what their norm was. And yes, they had less patients, but I'm telling you, the care they provided was awesome. I'm not sure my sister or I or my brother were ever on the phone with my mother that a nurse was not holding her hand. I think there were times in the later days where she may have thought we were standing beside her. They would hold the phone to her ear, and they would hold her hand while we talked to her. And I, every time I called, of course, I prayed with her, but just let her know I love her. It was just amazing how they made something that seems totally unbearable. They made it bearable.
Your really does when you think about not being able to be with that loved one. It's still going on. I mean, there are still, you know, even though things are better, it's still happening for everybody.
Encountering what we encountered. Yes. And so we're not alone. We're not the only ones. And so my shout out to the healthcare workers, but also I encourage family members. Ask for something. If they're not offering it, ask for it. And you know, try to do everything you can. Just ask for them to help you. And I think you'll find they will, and they'll figure out how to get it done. And so the love and care that all of them showed my mother was just above and beyond. And those people are this just angels in my sight. They were literally the hands and feet of Jesus to my family, to my mother, during a time when we couldn't be by her side.
Norman, I appreciate you wanting to share that story because I know it touched a lot of people this morning that have no idea in some respects what people are going through with a person that's diagnosed with COVID and for others that might face this, you know, what could be ahead and how you make it through it. You cannot make it through it yourself. You've got to have God's help.
And another thing, we think about COVID, it's front and center right now. But there are more people that have died of all other causes during this that have encountered this same thing. If their loved ones were in the hospital, they encountered the same thing we did. So I would say to them too, you know, I realize that many of you have encountered things with sicknesses with your loved ones or with the death of a loved one, and it wasn't COVID, and you almost feel like you're forgotten. But I'm telling you, you're not forgotten from me, and I know you've experienced the exact same thing we did. It was just a different sickness or different illness, a different situation, and I just know how hard it is. And I pray for them. I pray for those that have people in the hospital now that can't be with them and can't be by their side, because it is complicated.